Welcome to AM Best Audio.
TransUnion's latest insurance personal lines trends and perspectives report reveals significant shifts in both auto and home insurance shopping behavior during the first quarter of 2025. Auto insurance shopping increased 10% year over year, with higher risk consumers returning as the most active shoppers, a trend not seen since late 2021. Meanwhile, the housing market continues to evolve, driven by affordability challenges that have reshaped generational homeownership patterns and household structures. Rising natural disaster frequency and cost further complicate the insurance landscape, raising critical questions about pricing, availability, and risk. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Patrick Foy, Senior Director of Strategic Planning for TransUnion's insurance business. Patrick, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here.
So, Patrick, auto insurance shopping increased 10% in the first quarter of 2025. But what's particularly notable is the return of higher risk consumers as the most active shoppers. What factors do you think are driving this shift back to historical patterns?
Yeah, John. So I think one of the fact that the shopping was up was not as much of a surprise. It's been up for the last several quarters, but really kind of peeling the layers off is where it's curious, right? So we've seen more of a return to kind of traditional shopping patterns where the higher risk, more price sensitive customers are leading the way. And that's a bit of a departure. What we really think is driving it is less the impact of rates, which over the last several years had been very broad stroke rate increases and really didn't kind of focus more on base rates. And that disrupted a lot of higher lifetime value customers that normally don't get those types of rate increases, and it spurred their shopping. And really what's happening now is those rate increases are tapering, but we are seeing a significant increase in marketing spend across all major channels of marketing. And really that's what we think is fueling the shopping now. You know, they're much more targeted. They're targeting typically higher lifetime value customers in the shopping efforts, but then also the more price sensitive customers that are more likely to switch. And that's really what we think is kind of leading this reversion back to historical patterns as it relates to shopping.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Now, the report highlights that while auto insurance rates have stabilized, uncertainty around repair costs could push prices up again. What indicators is TransUnion monitoring to assess whether another wave of rate increases is on the horizon?
Certainly, the most obvious thing is looking for increases in loss costs brought on by inflationary trends, as well as changes in demand for insurance products, and you know, fueled by purchases of large assets, as well as home purchases on the property side.
Now, the report mentions a significant generational gap in home ownership. Only 41% of millennials own homes at a comparable age to over 50% of Gen Xers who did in 2009. How is this trend reshaping the risk profile for home insurers?
Right. So I think most notably, John, homeowners are older when they're making their first home purchases. That's certainly a change, right? That number, I think National Association of Realtors reported that the average home age is about 10 years higher than it was roughly a decade ago, which means that many of those homeowners, they're more financially sophisticated, they have families, they may have more assets than they did, a generation ago, and they may be purchasing different types of properties as well. Housing stock has changed, it's continuing to get larger. So there are different implications across all of insurance of all of those factors.
Now, with $27 billion in natural disasters recorded in 2024, that's more than double the previous decade's average. How are insurers adapting their underwriting models to account for this new climate reality?
Yeah, so they're having to do a couple of different things, right? They're having to reassess their geographic concentration. They're getting more proactive in managing capital exposure, and then certainly trying to keep an eye on kind of where they can continue to bring in, you know, more multi-line bundled relationships, you know, where they have property insurance, because of the fact that, you know, it kind of relieves some of the capital strain of just having a monoline home policy would have.
So, Patrick, to close it out, given the elevated shopping activity in both auto and home insurance, what strategies should insurers consider to retain customers who are increasingly price sensitive and risk aware?
Yeah, I think anytime you're in a very challenging retention environment, you just need to be as proactive as possible about that. You need to make sure that your agents are proactively managing those renewals. Are they doing their policy reviews? Is there outreach? Are they reviewing coverages with those individuals? Are they cross-selling coverages? Are they looking at making sure there are opportunities to, you know, reevaluate things like deductibles or usage-based insurance to potentially find ways to reduce premium or to limit the size of rate increases? And I think all of those tools, as well as cross-selling other lines of coverage like cyber or business insurance, those are all different ways that, you know, insurers can stay ahead of that retention wave and help minimize the effect that, you know, they're the competitors shopping, you know, kind of driving shopping activity against their own customers might be having.
Great advice, Patrick. So glad you could join us today.
Likewise, John, really appreciate the opportunity today. Thank you.
That was Patrick Foy, Senior Director of Strategic Planning for TransUnion's insurance business. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.